Welcome to Stark & Stark's Franchise Law Podcast. Stark & Stark is a full-service regional law firm with a national client base. This podcast is presented by the firm's franchise practice group and is intended to provide listeners with an analysis of recent legal developments and the latest business trends impacting the franchise industry.
This is Adam Siegelheim with Stark & Stark's Franchise Group. We're here today at the International Franchise Association Convention in San Antonio, Texas, with Harvey Holmesy from Express Employment Professionals, who's the Vice President of Franchise Systems. Harvey, how are you today?
Great, Adam. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for joining us.
You bet.
How's the convention been going for you so far?
This is one of the best conventions I've been to in a long time. Very good.
And yesterday we were entertained by former President George Bush. Did you hear him?
I did hear him. Not only was he good, he was funny and amazing to listen to.
Very funny for all you Democrats out there.
Yeah, right.
So today we're going to be talking about implementing a mentor-protege program to help your system grow. So first off, Harvey, just kind of give me a little bit of background of how a mentor-protege program works.
Basically, a mentor-protege program is putting an experienced, mature person with a novice who wants to grow to a new level so that they can start ensuring their success the way that mentor has ensured his or her success.
And who makes a good mentor?
A good mentor is not a counselor, not a psychologist. It's someone that has been there and done that, has had the ups, the downs, and has been successful, and is at a level where you, as the protege, are trying to aspire to.
Now, at Express Employment Professionals, you guys have utilized this mentorship program, correct?
We have. We have an informal, formal mentorship program where a franchisee who's been in business for quite some time will take on a new franchise owner and help that person grow his or her business.
How do you match them up? How do you determine who's going to be a good fit, personality-wise and things of that nature? How do you kind of determine, I should put this franchisee with this franchisee?
There's a couple of factors. The first is chemistry. They have to click. They have to be able to relate to each other. There's a big trust factor. Being the protege means you're going to put your life on the line, open your heart, and say, okay, here's what I'm thinking. Here's what I'm doing wrong. Help me get that better. And as the mentor, you have to be able to say, you know, I've been there and done that. So it's that chemistry, that bond, that relationship. And market size and territory size is also important. Where your location is and where the mentor and the protege are located is important. They can either see each other live or via live meeting or via phone or something so that they can actually be together. And their market backgrounds should be similar as well.
For the program to be effective, how often do you recommend that there's interaction between the mentor and the protege?
Basically, the way the mentorship program works the best is the time between the meetings is when the protege is going away with a list of to-dos and basically putting some new things in place and putting that in place so that their profit and their success will grow. So it's not an everyday meeting. It's more of a once-a-month meeting so that you can make that list of to-dos, talk about the success of the last month or so, and then grow that from there.
How hands-on are you with the program? Do you basically say, Bob, I want you to meet Steve, and I want you guys to enter into a mentor-protege relationship and go to it? Or do you maybe call Bob and say, I want you to be a mentor and give him some guidelines or give him some structure of how you would like the program to go?
We give the mentor and the protege the guidelines, what to do, what to expect. And then we do the introduction, and then we're out of it. The relationship is between two people. There's not a facilitator or an agent making sure that everything's happening. It's between two people, the mentor and the protege.
Is there any follow-up to see how the relationship is developing?
It's informal follow-up. How's it going? Is it working for you? Things of that nature, but nothing formal.
What's been the response amongst your franchisees with respect to this program?
Well, the response is in the proof, in the fact that the protege becomes successful, learns that new level, and it continues to grow. What happens is that protege, after time, of their success becomes a mentor. So that becomes the tracking success, the way that we know it's working.
Could you potentially have someone who's both a mentor and a protege? They mentor a franchisee who's newer to the system while they're simultaneously being mentored by perhaps a multi-unit operator or someone who's a level above them?
Absolutely. In fact, that's the optimum of the relationship. Is we're all lifelong learners. We all want to continue to learn, to grow. And the best way to do that is to find someone that's where we want to be. And once we get there, find the next person of where we want to be. So absolutely, being a mentor and a protege at the same time is great.
In terms of participation, since you've unveiled this program, how many of your franchisees have taken you up on this and participated?
At Express, we have a number of franchise owners that have taken advantage of it. Basically, the program that I worked on the most was released through IFA, through the Franchise Relations Committee. We were able to develop a mentor program that we just released at this convention. I know from background that it'll be very successful. What we don't have right now is numbers, because we just literally released it yesterday in one of the breakouts.
And the program that was released at the IFA, this is the same program that you're implementing at Express?
Very similar, yes. It's a mentor, protege, franchisee to franchisee program.
So it sounds like if it was unveiled here at the convention, there's going to be a lot of systems utilizing this technique.
That's our hope. Utilizing this system, we know will increase productivity for that protege. We know will help ensure success, so we certainly hope they're going to use it.
When you're pairing people together, do you take into account the needs of the parties from the perspective? Let me tell you what I mean by that. You have a franchisee who's strong in a particular area, but there's certain areas that they really need to kind of shore up on, and things that if they just got a better handle on, they'd be able to improve. And I know that this franchisee over here is very good at that, so I want to put those two together. So it's kind of like a very specific program where you're basically identifying a need of a franchisee for improvement and putting him with a specific franchisee who's good at that.
Adam, one of the things that a mentorship program is not is a franchise owner who is struggling, who is just not following the franchise system. The mentorship program is not for that person. That requires a commitment on that person, more training, and understanding of if I want to be successful, there's a system I need to follow. So to answer your question, we look for a mentor to match that protege with specific skill sets that they want to grow, not taking somebody from a struggling point to an opportunity.
Well, not necessarily a struggling point, but if you have somebody who's new to the system that is having difficulty, you know, when you're evaluating them, you would say, you know, this would be a very strong franchisee if they would just do certain things, and I know that this franchisee is very good at doing those things, and I feel like if they talked on a consistent basis through this mentorship program, that might give him the last thing to be one of our top performers in the system.
Absolutely. With what you've described there, you bet. We do that all the time. We have a leader who is proven and someone who needs that skill. We certainly would put those two together. You bet.
So if a franchisee is struggling and they ask to participate in the mentorship program, would you recommend letting them participate in the program, or would you want them to resolve some of their issues before entering into the program?
It's a walk before you run. So until that protege has made a commitment to knowing that they will follow a system, they will make the sales calls they need to make, they will do what they need to do in order to be successful, what they're looking for is the how to do it better, then that's when the mentorship program starts. It's not before that, though.
All right. Just a little from a broader standpoint, given the economy, how's everything going at Express?
Everything is actually going better than it was a year ago. A year ago this time, not only was Express down, but the entire staffing industry was down, of course. Continued to go down. As an industry, we were well below we were the year for 2009 over 2008. We know the turnaround started about the end of May 2009. It was a very, very slow increase throughout the summer, but what we've seen October, November, December of 2009 were actually some of the better months we've had in a long time. We also know that January of 2010 has been great overall compared to last year. Are we out of the recession? Is it over? No. We know that we're a leading indicator of the economy. We know we're not out of it yet, but we do know it is better. We do know that the arrow is going up and going the right direction.
Well, that's obviously good news for all of us other folks, with you guys being on the front lines in terms of employment. So I am certainly glad to hear, because I know for a lot of people, it doesn't seem like there was any kind of turnaround last May, but when you do look at the numbers, it's just hard to recognize. But hopefully we continue to head in the right direction. If we have any of our listeners who want to follow up and learn more about how they can implement this mentorship program into their system, how can they get in touch with you?
The best way to do that is to contact IFA, and IFA will put them in with someone that will help them with that mentorship program and give them all information about how to implement that.
And the IFA's website is franchise.org, and from there you can get all the IFA's contact information. Well, Harvey, thank you. Enjoy the rest of the convention. I appreciate you taking the time out.
You bet, Adam. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's installment of the New Jersey Legal Update by Stark & Stark. And be sure to join us each and every Friday for another insightful discussion. We'd like to hear from you. If you have questions, comments, or would like more information about Stark & Stark and the services we provide, email us at podcast@stark-stark.com.